Thank you for tuning in today. This is Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy, and I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening to us live today on July 9th, 2011, or you're listening to us via the archives or a podcast. We appreciate you checking in. And Common Sense Revisited is the namesake of the show, and you can check out Common Sense Revisited, the publication. It's a magazine, full-color magazine style, 48 pages. It's a great addition to your collection of literature to live awake and aware in our world. I encourage you to go to commonsenserevisited.com, and there you can check out what this is all about. You can download a copy for free as a PDF, no problem. They'll readily do that for you within minutes of registering there. You can also purchase copies for distribution. You can purchase a ebook. You can purchase a MP3 file and so forth. And Common Sense Revisited is addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. This is the modern day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, published by my friend Clyde Cleveland. I encourage you to check it out, and I'm going to read a quick excerpt from you from this to you. This is from chapter called A Monetary System to Support Indigenous Power. It's all about the history of the Federal Reserve and how we've foregone what our founders intended for a sound money system. And on page 19, it writes, "The good news is that by returning to the monetary system envisioned by the founders, inflation and potentially all federal taxes, including the income tax, can be eliminated by not requiring the federal government to borrow from the private Federal Reserve. People would no longer have to pay interest on money they created themselves. The nation's people could also assign the right to charge commercial banks throughout the country a modest interest, say 3%, on funds which they loan to their customers. This interest paid to the federal government would be sufficient to pay for the essential and constitutional services provided by the federal government. There would be no need for an income tax, national retail sales tax, or any kind of federal tax. This plan is fully explained by Cleon Skousen in The Urgent Need for Comprehensive Monetary Reform." Cleon Skousen is also the author of The 5,000-Year Leap. Many of you may have heard of that. This is just one of the many proposed bottom-up solutions. And then the chapter goes on to list all of the current taxes that are in place that were not in place 100 years ago. And I'll probably run out of time before our next break by the time I finish this list. I'll just jump right into the middle of it. IRS penalties, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, property tax, real estate tax, service charge taxes, Social Security tax, road usage tax, sales taxes, recreational vehicle tax, school tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax, telephone federal excise tax. There's about four other telephone taxes I won't read. There's too much of a tongue twister there. Vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, and workers' compensation tax. It is a daunting list. Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago, and that was when the nation was the most prosperous in the world. There was no national debt. The middle class was the largest in the world, and one parent could stay home to raise the children and police the neighborhoods. That's the end of one of the chapters in Common Sense Revisited. I wanted to give you folks a flavor of what's inside this book, this magazine, I should call it, so you are aware of why I encourage you to copy, use it with your friends and family. We've got a break here, folks. Stay tuned.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for tuning into Common Sense Revisited. And I encourage you to support Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting their website, republicbroadcasting.org, checking out their extensive headlines, listings, links to articles. Whoever's running that website does a great job of keeping it updated and fresh and relevant. And I also encourage you to participate there by donating to republicbroadcasting.org for their help keep their equipment needs up to snuff so we can continue to broadcast this. At some point in time, we'll all have to have a discussion about continuing to use Skype as a method for communication now that MicroSloth has taken it over and has filed a patent for a method to clandestinely record what is occurring on Skype. That's a whole nother discussion. We'll table that today. Folks, but just a little fair catch flag out there for the folks at RBN. We need to probably look at that. And also the archives are there at republicbroadcasting.org. And I also want to thank Phil Pozderek for his continued efforts to try and illuminate and educate the listeners and the folks out there. And I think more people are listening to him than he may know. And he's always has some excellent information that he shares each Saturday morning, and I try and tune in every chance I can get. Last few weeks I've been in and out for different projects and travel and so forth, but this week I did listen, and Phil doesn't have a website, but I did go ahead and link at my blog the article that many people were asking about, and that was the 5 words used to control and enslave you: person, passenger, driver, citizen, resident. That's at truth11.com. I do have a link to that drilled down right to the article at my blog, which is called thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog. Thirdrailblog.com is where it's my own personal blog. You can go there. I put notes and links to the things that we discuss on Common Sense Revisited, among other things, at thirdrailblog.com. So you can always go there as a resource as well. So if you're interested in learning more about what Phil was talking about, there's a link to that at thirdrailblog.com. So I just read to you a portion of Common Sense Revisited that talked about taxes. And, you know, one of the things I want to point out is a lot of people, when you get into discussion with them about taxes, especially if they're big government types and they, you know, they kind of like the nanny state and they, you know, they're really, you know, self, as I said to one person one day, self-determination isn't for everybody, as we all know. They, you know, you don't want to pay your fair share. You know, I just led that whole list of taxes, and I'm sure a bunch of people could argue, well, you don't want to pay your fair share to support X, Y, and Z. And, you know, to that point, I want to acknowledge, well, certainly, you know, we all have to consent to something if we're going to live in harmony or solidarity or peacefulness with each other. We can't all be islands unto ourselves, and we have to acknowledge each other, and there has to be some form of collaboration and shared resources and so forth. I get that. I'm not an anarchist, okay? But at the same time, let's ask ourselves, what are we paying? What do we get what we pay for, right? And what are we funding? What are we funding with all of these taxes? You know, what exactly are we getting out of this deal? And I tell you, if you just browse the headlines at RBN's website, you know, you'll see what you're getting. You're getting tyranny. You're getting the government creating winners and losers. You're getting an increased gap between the haves and have-nots, an increased gap between the privileged and the not-so-privileged, an increased gap between those who get away with murder, literally, and those who do not. And so, you know, as an example, let's talk about a couple things real quick, and it's at thirdrailblog.com. I have a link to a interview with General Wesley Clark. This is from 2007, and this is an interview he had with Amy Goodman, and Amy is a progressive, an avowed progressive. I think she was one of the founders of Democracy Now!, and this was an interview, a sit-down within, I think, like a conference of some sort. You'll hear some people laugh in the background with the audience, and unfortunately, it's not a laughable matter. But just ask yourselves after you listen to this minute and 30-second clip, you know, all the taxes that we pay for, is this what you want to pay for? Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon, and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me, and one of the generals called me, and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, no. He says, "We've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
So go through the countries again?
Well, starting with Iraq, then Syria and Lebanon, then Libya, then Somalia and Sudan, and then back to Iran.
So, you know, that's what we're funding, folks. That, among other things, that's what these taxes that we continue to pay are funding. And so I guess if you ever get into an argument with your friends, family, and neighbors about, you know, you don't want to support the government, well, you know, the tail shouldn't be wagging the dog, folks. The government isn't the end game. The government is the servant. You know, we are the master. And it's just been inverted. As you all know, if you're listening to this network, I'm fairly preaching to the converted. Maybe there's some of you that are new to these concepts. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I promote Common Sense Revisited, is that it's a good primer. It's a good introductory mechanism to try and create some awareness with folks who are just starting to wake up to the challenges we face in modern day society. You know, what else are we paying for with all these taxes? What else is being done in our name? You know, recently on naturalnews.com, and I have a link to it at thirdrailblog.com, there's a headline, U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. But why? And you may have heard about this. It's the program called Fast and Furious. It was its euphemistic term, if you will, or its code name. It is now widely reported the fact that under the Obama administration, U.S. federal agents actively placed over 30,000 fully functional weapons into the hands of Mexican drug gangs, then halted all surveillance and tracking activities of where those weapons were going. This is not a conspiracy theory nor a piece of fiction. It is now openly admitted fact that was pulled off by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I guess they added another letter to their acronym. I didn't know that. Usually called the ATF. Under orders from Washington, the program was called Fast and Furious. Even Reuters is now covering the news and reporting how members of Congress are outraged to learn that this happened. Details are also starting to leak about the cover-up inside the ATF, which was led by the U.S. attorney in Arizona, Dennis Burke, an Obama appointee. The engineering of the illegal gun running went right up the chain of command to the director of the ATF, Kenneth Melson, who is now expected to resign. This article was posted on Friday, yesterday, actually. The engineering of the illegal gun running went right up the chain. I already said that. The real planning of this event went even higher up the chain of command of Washington, possibly all the way to Attorney General Eric Holder. And there's some links at that article at naturalnews.com that go into it a little more. And I mean, I don't know how much more, you know, outrage is required for the people to finally withdraw their resources from this Leviathan, that this is the work product that we get. From this, and you know, this cites the Obama administration. That's just the current, you know, chief thief in charge right now is Obama. The travesties of equal proportion happened under previous administrations on the other side of the proverbial political aisle, which is just a ruse to keep us all at odds with each other, as we all know. So that's what we're funding, folks. There's some of the great stuff we're funding, and as I move forward through this. This broadcast, I do want to remind everybody that, you know, any right that we cannot enforce is no right at all. That's what it says at the top of my blog. Any right we the people cannot enforce is no right at all. And so what are we doing to enforce our rights? Because, you know, one of the most misused terms out there that I see every day in emails and blogs and conversations with people and even very studied, you know, so-called patriots, you know, that have been working for decades on trying to the next steps for a free people is the term constitutional rights. And that is an oxymoron, folks. There is the documents that we've agreed to, the compacts that we've created to form these governments grant us nothing. It's a really critical nuance that if you can internalize this, it really is kind of a next level of understanding of part of why we're in the problems we're in. The documents themselves give us nothing. Our rights liberty, you know, pursuit of happiness, freedom, all of those rights existed whether or not there was ever a constitution formed or not. Those are general natural rights. That's why the cover of Common Sense Revisited says, how can we return to the laws of nature and of nature's God? It is natural law. It is a natural state of being that we are free. And these rights that we have, that we exercise to maintain that freedom, we have whether or not there was a document created or not. So there's no such thing as constitutional rights. The Constitution doesn't give us anything. It only serves as a mechanism to ensure our rights are protected, that we have formed this government to protect our rights. And, of course, those that operate in government, if you've run into them lately, for whatever reason, have quickly forgotten about this. In fact, I remember, just a little sidebar, when the Health Care Reform Act was being discussed before its passage and so forth, you know, about a year and a half ago or so, that Senator Harkin, senator from my state of Iowa, was on camera saying out loud, and I don't have this verbatim this second, I just remembered this, but I'll find the clip. He was saying how that this act, this congressional act, was now going to, quote, grant the people the right to health care. That we, he said, we as Congress are granting this right. I'll never forget that clip. It's just egregious. The mainstream media just ate it up and put it right into the matrix. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for staying with us, everyone, and I do encourage you to support the advertisers you hear on this network so that they can continue to support RBN and we can continue to have this dialogue. And so where to go next here? So what else are we paying for with all the taxes we pay? As you well know, well, you may not know, actually. That's why you're listening, hopefully. Did you know that while we were all being distracted by Wienergate, the Congressman Wiener, and his predilections for stupid stuff on Twitter and so forth, during that time period, we had President Barack Obama signed his 86th executive order. 86th executive order. Now, we probably don't have time to go into the whole thing about executive orders. They began during the Lincoln era. It just was this kind of like decree from on high from the executive branch that was some fiat statement that put into action certain resources, certain decrees. George W. Bush signed a whole bunch of executive orders. In fact, they're on executive order number 13,575. That's the number they're on right now. And while we were all being distracted about Wienergate, Obama signed Executive Order 13575 called the White House Rural Council. That's R-U-R-A-L, Rural Council. It's designed to begin taking control of almost all aspects of the lives of 16% of the American people. Why didn't we notice it? Wienergate. In the middle of the Anthony Weiner scandal, as the press and most American people were distracted, Obama created something called the White House Rural Council. Section 1 of 13575 states the following. Quote, 16% of the American population lives in rural counties. Strong, sustainable rural communities are essential to winning the future and ensuring American competitiveness in the years ahead. These communities supply our food, fiber, and energy, safeguard our natural resources, and are essential in the development of science and innovation. Though rural communities face numerous challenges, they also present enormous economic potential. The federal government has an important role to play in order to expand access to the capital necessary for economic growth, promote innovation, improve access to health care and education, and expand outdoor recreational activities on public lands. End quote. That's a heck of a mouthful, but there is a lot of intent and latent tyranny present in that paragraph, folks. And you can go to thirdrailblog.com. That's, you know, my personal blog. There's a link to this article that's called Does the New White House Rural Council Equal the UN's Agenda 21? It's an article by Mike Opelka that's published at therivercitiesreader.com. And you can check out the details there. You know, warning, he goes on to say, warning bells should have been sounding all across rural America when the phrase sustainable rural communities came up. As we know from research in the UN Plan for Sustainable Development, known as Agenda 21, these are code words for the true fundamental transformation of America. The third sentence also makes it quite clear that the government intends to take greater control over food, fiber, and energy. The last sentence in Section 1 further clarifies the intent of the order by tying together, quote, access to the capital necessary for economic growth, health care, and education. I've got some further deconstruction of that paragraph that I want to share, but I'm going to go on with this article because the next part's important. The new White House Rural Council will probably be populated by experts in the various fields that might prove helpful to the folks who live and work outside of large urban areas, right? Well, Tom Vilsack, the current Secretary of Agriculture, sidebar, former governor of Iowa, also a former lobbyist for the big agra like Monsanto and ADM and so forth, will chair the group. But let us review the list of members appointed to serve on this new council. This is right in the executive order. According to the order, the heads of the following groups have been appointed. Now let's ask ourselves how much these people know about rural America. Tim Geithner, Department of Treasury. Robert Gates, Department of Defense. Eric Holder, Department of Justice. Ken Salazar, Department of Interior. Gary Locke, Department of Commerce. Hilda Solis, Department of Labor. Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services. Ray LaHood, Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, Department of Education, with Arnie Duncan, Veteran Affairs. Oh, Janet Napolitano's got a chair there, Department of Homeland Security. Well, that's all about rural America. Absolutely. It goes on and on, folks. It's amazing to behold this information. So also there's 25 designated members of the council on there with some curious ties to Agenda 21 and the structure being built to implement it. Valerie Jarrett is on this. She was also on the local initiative support. I'm hearing the music, folks. We've got to take a break. We're at the bottom half of the hour. We're going to shift into what you can do about it in your local community, second half of the hour, because any right we can't enforce is no right at all, and we will talk about remedy. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And thank you for staying with us here on Common Sense Revisited. And we have a couple callers on hold here. Kathleen in Iowa, and then after that, Chris in Las Vegas is in the queue. Kathleen, hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought what I would do is point out a couple of things. First of all, in terms of the White House Rural Council, and its link to Agenda 21 is absolute. And one of the primary goals of Agenda 21 is control of property and the elimination of private property ownership. And that's not a conspiracy theory. It's a stated agenda, and you can look at it in its, the 1992 40 chapter non-binding policy document called Agenda 21. And so and read it for yourself there. The goal is to transform capitalism and the republic into an administrative unit of global governance. Period. And to give you some idea of that kind of activity, L.A. County is experiencing code enforcement on rules that a lot of those L.A. property owners didn't even know existed. And so suddenly, a sustainable development Agenda 21 policy is adopted in the county, and these new codes must be complied with. These property owners didn't know. And their property is being taken away from them without compensation. And that is known in Agenda 21 as the amortization of non-conforming uses. And it allows government agencies to take the property over without compensation, not even eminent domain. And so in L.A. County, it's being done through nuisance abatement teams. And it's just, this is the tip of the iceberg. As for the rural America, just last week there was a report that, farmers are now being obliged to comply with EPA regulations that govern, transportation, the trucking industry. In other words, if you're a farmer and you have to take your crop from your field to your co-op or wherever it is you take it within your own state, you have to comply with these trucking regulations. And it's a new little booklet, about a two-inch thick little booklet, that makes it unaffordable for these farmers to transport their own crop. Because now they're under the trucking guidelines now. Now they're also being told they're going to have to comply with their machine guidelines. And these are for little acreages, too, the small family farmers. Now ask yourself, what do these regulations benefit? Because they certainly don't benefit the small family farm or rural America in general. So who might be benefiting from such things? The big corporate farms. And America needs to understand that governments, whether it's a city, a county, a state, or the federal government, are corporations themselves. So these private-public partnerships are mega corporations getting together and forming unholy alliances to control and, I believe, eliminate the smaller business entities, the mid-sized corporations, small farms, family farms, and those, and to control our food, which and our property, which is absolutely an Agenda 21 goal.
It's amazing what's going on, and it's the boiling frog is starting to percolate even more. I mean, it's coming hard, and you know, Obama said he wanted to have a fundamental transformation of America when he ran for office, and he is bringing home, you know, some of his campaign promises with this type of a move.
The only other thing I would say is that the traditional family farm, those farmers, they are in that life because they enjoy their independence and they're self-disciplined and self-motivated, but they're independent, and that's probably the biggest word. And it's hard for that group of people to organize enough to fight this kind of takeover, this kind of intrusion. But I cannot urge it enough that communities need to help their farmers and their local environments to stand up against this. And you can do this through getting involved at your county level.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's my say. So I'll take my I'll listen offline. Thanks a million.
Thank you for the input, Kathleen. Excellent points, and I do still have Chris in the queue. And Chris, before we get to you, I want to read a couple names at this article about the White House Rural Council, that the other people that are serving on this council. Melody Barnes, a former vice president at the George Soros-funded Center for American Progress, is on it. Nancy Sutley, S-U-T-L-E-Y, served on the board of the Los Angeles Metropolitan Water District and was one of the biggest supporters of low-flow toilets that are now credited with costing more money than expected while causing some nasty problems. I encourage you to check out this article. You can find it linked at thirdrailblog.com. The article, when you get to it, it has extensive hyperlinks backing up all of its allegations to these ties and so forth. So it's worth looking into, everybody. So we have Chris. Are you still there?
Very unhappy about this Agenda 21 regulatory scheme inspired by the communist elements of the Obama administration.
Chris, I didn't have you at the very beginning because of the feed. Can you start over one more time, please?
I said I'm pleased to be here, though I'm very displeased about this communistic scheme inspired by the Obama communist administration. Mm-hmm. This is exactly a regulatory board of supervisors from hell that's being unleashed on American farmers and rural landowners and private property owners. It's an end-around circumvention of the Constitution and the eminent domain restrictions to, under regulatory schemes, seize, attack, and to destroy private property owners in the remote rural areas to force them into herdings to the municipalities of the localized populous areas where they are much simpler to control under these schemes of regulations, of providing internet service to all as a purported right granted by Congress.
Chris, let me interrupt you real quick. There's a couple things I want to clarify, okay? Had you heard about this rural council before this radio show?
I had seen it probably 4 or 5 days ago. I looked at the names. One of the noteworthy names that I think you haven't mentioned yet is Valerie Jarrett.
Yep.
Valerie Jarrett is a former Chicago proletariat, other than that was very close. Her grandfather, or her father-in-law, says, defended Frank Marshall Davis, Communist Party USA, who was a close friend of the recently appointed Leon Panetta.
I did mention her, Chris, right before the break, and you probably missed it. No problem. She's on this, and she's a close confidant to Obama, and we know that she's part of the whole, you know, Chicago kind of mafia style operation. But just to clarify, because you made a comment at the very beginning of your statement that I do want to put a finer point on.
Please.
I do agree with you that this Agenda 21 is inspired by communistic tendencies. By no means is the Obama administration the inspiration for this. They are just implementing what was put in place long ago. And this goes back to the 80s, Chris. All right. This our Daddy Bush, okay, George H.W. Bush, was the first one to sign on to the origins of Agenda 21 at the I can't even get the exact date this minute, but he signed on to it. And then the following year, after Clinton got in at the Rio summit, Clinton signed on to it. And it's an equal opportunity deal. We can't put the blame at the foot of the evil Obama administration. I tend to try and not demagogue the Obama administration. They are equally as bad as the Bush administration.
You're exactly right. This is only a continuation, but it even goes back further than that, if you care to look. If you go back to Rothschild's treatise called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, this is an element of that treatise, which is a plan for control and domination of the world under the New World Order of communism. It was part of the FDR administration. It was part of Truman's administration. It goes so deep in our history that most people don't even believe or conceive that this could be this deep and insidious a deception. But in fact, it is.
I want to shift gears with you, if you will, just for a second with me, okay? Because I think that most of us understand the big picture. I mean, you know, the Communist Manifesto in 1846, you know, lined up what the agenda was, right? I mean, and if we compare that to the Bill of Rights, we can see the differences and so forth. But what we're identifying the problem, we're raising flags here on this show, we're talking about it, we're talking about the articles and that we're seeing on the websites and boo bad, this is a bad thing. What do you, where do you live, Chris?
Well, I actually own land in three different states, and two of the states I have land in are owned under land grants of land made patent by the hands and seal of produce through the power of Congress, through acts of the Congress granted by treaties under treaty laws of the international law of treaties, according to the international law of sovereign nations.
Okay, now, so you're a very unique individual in the scheme of things with regards to that status of property, but in general, I mean, you live in what, Las Vegas or what was it, Arizona?
I maintain temporary abodes in three different states.
Okay.
I am not domiciled on this planet. My domicile is in the kingdom of heaven with my creator.
Mm-hmm.
I live under the natural common law of the creator.
Okay.
Not man's law.
I totally respect and understand that approach, and I think that has a lot of merit. It's pretty detailed for the short time I have left on this show. But where I'm going with this is, what can people do in their local? What do you propose to do to help fight Agenda 21?
Well, I believe that the main thing to do is what our forefathers suggested that we do, and that would go with pitchforks and torches to the meeting halls of the local communities and raise holy heck with the boards of supervisors, the land management officials, their governors, their secretaries of state, their state elected officials and their federal elected officials, and let them know their absolute abhorrence of these policies that are intruding into their lives.
And Chris, that critical mass may be coming in our lifetime, okay? I'm not sure. And I've been working hard in the last few years to try and not get to that point because I would prefer to do stuff peacefully, not violently. But I do sympathize with your thought process. So I'm going to shift gears quickly because we only have the hour goes by quick, and I'm going to talk about what I think is a pathway for people to get engaged in their local municipality and county. And it has to do with grand juries.
I know a little bit about the grand jury. There are some caveats about them you have to be aware of, like the secret nature of them and the ability of the judge to control the grand jury that you have to be very careful of when you're proposing that, because there are some inherent flaws with the grand jury concept that most people are not appraised of.
What would be, quickly, one of those flaws?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The absolute secrecy aspect of it makes it rife for corruption and manipulation of the jury by the judge and or the other public officials that run the court system.
So,
the prosecutor and the defendant and the other attorneys and secretaries. And
so, Chris, by secrecy, do you mean secret that their proceedings are secret and or that they who serve on the grand jury is a secret?
Both. They say that it's for the pretense for protection of the grand jurors to prevent them from being exposed to corruption or illicit offers to control a jury, but it also creates a situation where there's a defined purpose and intent to let the behind the scenes or the clothes or curtains of secrecy let the jury be manipulated by the judicial process through the judge, the prosecutor, the foreman, or whatever entity that may choose to exert that undue influence from within inside the veil of secrecy.
Okay, so let me share this with you and the rest of everybody listening today. Here in Scott County, Iowa, where I live, which is right on the Mississippi River, on the border of Iowa and Illinois, on the eastern edge of Iowa, many of us have been working hard for several years with what we call a local liberty alliance we call Super Liberty. You can go to superliberty.com and get some more information there. We've also been big-time advocates of the Fully Informed Jury Association here in Scott County. And we have been handing out literature and pamphlets in front of our county courthouse, which is the courthouse for the 7th Judicial District of Iowa, which is five different counties. Every Monday morning when the jurors are calling, walking in for duty, we hand out literature to everybody walking into the building with the hopes of educating juries. It's just one way to kind of stay sane, if you will, and create some dialogue. Well, we started talking about that's the pettit juries, that's the jury trial juries and so forth that people get notices in their mail to serve on. But in our county, and I encourage people listening to find out how this works in your county, okay? We have a group of grand jurors that are impaneled for a term of a year, all right? And those grand jurors are impaneled to for the following reasons. And this is according to our Iowa Constitution. And I'm jumping around here. Here it is right here. Article 1, Section 11. It's called When Indictment Necessary, Grand Jury. All offenses less than felony and in which the maximum permissible imprisonment does not exceed 30 days shall be tried summarily before an officer authorized by law on information under oath without indictment or the intervention of a grand jury, saving to the defendant the right of appeal. That means for misdemeanors, for, you know, small crimes, which we can go into a whole other discussion about. There's no injured party for seatbelts and speeding and all that. That's a whole other discussion. Meanwhile, the Section 11 goes on to say, and no person shall be held to answer for any higher criminal offense unless on presentment or indictment by a grand jury. The grand jury may consist of any number of members, not less than 5, no more than 15, as the General Assembly may by law provide. So there is how the grand jury is formed and what it's why it's there. And what we did, Chris, I'm getting to the punchline here. One of the folks that I'm involved with went and asked for the copy of the names of the grand jurors and went and for 2 weeks was like water on a rock, went to the clerk of the court, went to the county attorney, went to the jury foreman for the regular jury duty procedures, and was very respectful and diplomatic, but asserted himself and said, we the people need to avail ourselves of who the grand jury is so that we can bring them cases for them to hear, especially when it regards public officials and elected politicians. Because how can we hold people accountable if we don't know who they are? Now, the Iowa court rules, the Iowa Rules of Criminal Procedure 2.3 states that the duties of the grand jury are they shall inquire into all indictable offenses brought before it, which may be tried within the county and presented to the court by indictment. It also goes on to say that it is made the special duty of the grand jury to inquire into, one, the case of every person imprisoned in the detention facilities of the county on a criminal charge and not indicted. Now, how many people do you know in your county that are sitting in jail that didn't get indicted?
There are many.
Go ahead, Chris.
There are many. I have to say, I fully support and endorse your concept of educating the grand jurors. The Little Citizens Rule Book that is so commonly passed out for free has a marvelous instructions for jurors segment in there, along with the Communist Manifesto, the Constitution, the Declaration.
Chris, we've got the music, buddy. We're going to have a break here. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to wrap up what happened in Scott County right after the break. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
And we are back for the last short few minutes of Common Sense Revisited on July 9th, 2011. Be sure to stay tuned at the top of the hour for Radio Free Market with Michael McKay. That's at 1 o'clock Central. Don't miss that. So we're talking about getting the names of the de facto, like Kathleen who called in, you know, our governments, our corporations. Let's not kid ourselves. And I do get the distinction between the de jure that Phil Pozderek was talking about in his segment earlier and the de facto. But nonetheless, we're trying to work with some of the tools we have before our disposal, and we're trying to exhaust all the remedies that are possible. And I encourage you to exhaust this remedy in your county instead of just complaining about stuff and sending emails around and you know, getting upset. You know, do something. Are you getting engaged on your local level? We got engaged, and we requested the names of our grand jurors in our county. And lo and behold, they were provided. And here is the letter from our county attorney that was sent to one of the grand jurors who came forward to us after he got this letter. And he found us and said, here's the letter that was sent to all of the grand jurors upon our request for their names. It says, dear Mr. So-and-so, greetings. I want you to be aware that the two representatives of Super Liberty and the Fully Informed Jury Association have formally requested that they be provided with a written list of the names and contact information of Scott County grand jurors. The request had been made to the clerk of court, who consulted with the attorney general. The attorney general has advised the clerk that grand juror names and contact information are available upon request under Iowa's open records law and are not exempt from disclosure. According to the two representatives, they believe that grand jurors cannot fulfill their responsibility to inquire into the unlawful misconduct in office in the county of public officers and employees unless the citizenry has access to the grand jury. I know of no reason why you should be concerned about this group. I do not know whether they have a specific issue to address or just seeking this information in case an issue arises. I don't know whether anyone will attempt to contact you or not. You are not required to speak with them, but may do so if you wish. You are not allowed to discuss any of the grand jury's previous proceedings, but I do not believe that that is the intent of this group anyway. If you feel you are being intimidated or harassed in any manner, please let me know. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Thank you for your service. So I was thrilled to see this letter go out. That brought attention to the reason that we wanted their names was, how can we inquire into misconduct if we don't know who they are? So I'm challenging you, listeners of RBN, right now, listeners of RBN, go engage and find out who your de facto grand jury members are. You may actually know some of them. They may be your neighbor. This person who came forward told us that the only training they got when they were impaneled as a grand juror, there's seven jurors and seven alternates, he told us that they got no training whatsoever about their duties or what was going to happen or how it should all work. In fact, he walked away with the distinct instruction that he should keep it secret that this thing even exists. And that's back to Chris calling in from one of three states, that yes, it is traditionally secret, but it doesn't have to remain secret. If you engage in your county, you can get these people's names. You can find out who they are. You can go have a discussion. Now, we are, the folks that I'm involved with here, are very methodically crafting what we're calling a grand jury toolkit. We're building our case around what we feel that the duties of the grand jury are and how the statutory language that the bar card holders who became legislators have implemented in the Iowa Rules of Criminal Procedure that essentially marginalize the role of the grand jury. And we're going to show them how any law that is passed that is repugnant to both the state constitution and the federal constitution is null and void. And this is where the rubber hits the road, everybody. This is where all these paper tigers can be put up in front of us with regards to statute and agenda 21s and administrative hearings. But at the end of the day, if the people don't get up off their knees, if they don't start asserting themselves and dealing with reality, and that means knowing who your grand jury is so that that grand jury can bring presentments and force indictments on the wrongdoers, so that when somebody in L.A. County, for instance, gets their land taken over at the point of a gun, without any adjudication, no due process, those who perpetuated that thievery, that stealing of the property, will be brought forward to this grand jury and brought with an indictment. Now, this your grand jury that's